Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I am back from a week at the farm in the Illinois State Fair. I want to review what took place at the State Fair. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn signed a proclamation naming the Illinois State Department of Agriculture building the John Block Illinois Department of Agriculture building. Never in my lifetime did I imagine that I would have a building named after me. I'm still trying to get it in my brain just what happened. I wake up in the morning and pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming. Let me just say now, as I did at the ceremony, how humbled and appreciative that I am. Thank you to my state representative from my county and a farm neighbor, Don Moffitt, for working to get this done. And thank you to State Senator Darren LaHood. I would not want to leave out Governor Jim Thompson, who back in 1976 took a chance and chose an Illinois pig farmer to serve as his state director of agriculture. And 4 years later, with support from Governor Thompson and Senator Bob Dole, President Reagan asked a hands-on farmer to serve as his U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. I've been very fortunate to have had support along the way from family, friends, and good people working for me. I know that timing and luck have played a role. I'm very grateful and intend to continue to support this great ag industry and rural America. My roots run deep in this blackland soil. After the event on the state fairgrounds, I spent the rest of the week at the farm. Soybeans look good. I expect an average yield. The corn, however, has been hurt by the drought. It's obvious to me that continuous corn really has suffered. We don't have near as much land in continuous corn as we used to have. We will continue to rotate soybeans into that mix. I think our corn this year will be better than last year, however. Last year's corn was hurt by too much rain. Our pigs are not as happy as they have been. They're discouraged because prices have crashed. They don't feel appreciated. And in a week or two, we'll start harvesting, and then we'll really know how good or bad the crop is. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye. And